Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool win 3-0 in their first pre-season friendly to talk about how both Liverpool teams managed that. I've got Ian Ryan, I've got Phil Blundell, and I've got Andy Heaton. And Phil, I think we have to be positive, don't we? I think both 11s did pretty well in tricky conditions tonight.
Yeah, they looked bright as well. That was the thing that was interesting. It wasn't like, you know, they've had, it isn't a real pre-season really, is it, in the way that they go on holiday for a month or so and then they come back and they do a load of fitness work. It looked like it was more of a back to where you've come from in terms of a freshness thing. I think all sets of both halves, they looked on it, and they looked sort of really in a way they can hopefully hit the ground running next weekend, win a trophy.
Yeah, I mean, this trophy's next week, Ian, and it's a condensed pre-season, and they look like they meant business. You know, first game back, you know, I was expecting them to be quite that sharp, to be honest with you, but it shows that they've done good work in training, and it shows that they're all coming into this really determined and determined to sort of, you know, to start where they left off, which is as champions of England.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, John. I think, you know, it's easy to forget. It was only, what, 4 weeks since they played Newcastle. The lads only got a fortnight off, so it's pretty much straight back into it. And I thought you could see that from the off, to be honest. First half, it's a fairly dominant display for Liverpool. You know, loads of the ball, most of the possession. Stuttgart get a couple of little opportunities where maybe if the final ball was better, they could have got in. But I think you saw quite a few players there just looking to kind of force the manager's hand a little bit and kind of play themselves into the team for the start of the season. I thought Curtis was very, very bright. I have to say, John, I mean, he looks like he's grown a couple of inches, but he looks broader as well. He looks like he's grown the weight. He looked really, really big, Curtis, I have to say. Good first half. And similar with Naby Keita as well, who I thought, again, was a bit of a shining light in the first half, doing his bits defensively, looked very switched on, allowing kind of Curtis Jones to go forward a little bit and sitting maybe slightly deeper with Fabinho. And again, you know, obviously takes his goal really, really well.
Yeah, on the goals were all taken well, Andy, and all three of the goal scorers he sort of pleased for in a way. Roberto Firmino would like to score more next season. I'm sure he gets a good number nine's goal, and another good number nine's goal from the lad in the second half, Ryan Brewster, who's there when it matters, and you know he'll want to have a good pre-season, and you know, and we don't know where he's going to be, but obviously it feels like a big year for him. And Naby Keita as well, who, you know, we're hoping to see much more of next season, and we've seen plenty of the good of Naby Keita, but he just needs to sort of string it together. And three good goals, and I would argue three good goal scorers for Liverpool.